I started the Defenders today. they're coming out of the box hard. They're coming out of the box swinging. I'm only halfway through episode 2 right now. This is going to be my new exercise regimen, the Defenders. And I've only got Sunday when I get back on the elliptical, I will probably finish up Black Mirror and then move on to the Defenders. So I've been struggling with this one topic. I've been trying to figure out the best way to talk about it because it's something that I've seen authors do, and I don't understand why popular authors, successful authors, do this. Maybe they're venting about a bad day. I'm not sure, but I think it's worth talking about. It's when authors trash other authors and other genres. And I think there's a difference between presenting a critical review versus just trash talking other genres. it seems to be a cycle. Every few months, an author comes onto their blog, come onto a forum, and they just talk about how certain genres are better than other genres, or how certain genres are reliant on formulas, and and that from that formula you get success. And when it comes to reviewing books and authors or giving opinions about books, I've found that if you have something positive to say about a book you're reading, then by all means, openly talk about it. If you have sat down and read a book and you can't get enough of this book, say why and share that with folks. But then it gets tough as an author when you are asked about opinions of what does and does not work. And authors read books that don't work for them. That's my current read. I don't know if I'm spite finishing it, or if I'm spite reading it, or if I'm just gonna finish it out of spite, or if I'm just a completist and I just want to be able to finish it. There have been two books. In all the books that I've read, there have been two books that I've walked away from. and I think the reason why people are hesitant to read books is that those are an investment. Those are an investment in time, attention, and emotion. And and I think you find that people that don't read, I've heard people say it's because they could be better educated, they could be better cultured. I really believe, from my own perspective, it's an investment, and it's to me it's a lot like I equate to reading books the same way I do gambling. If I'm winning, that's great. I love to play cards and high stakes and all that. Yeah, that's great. When you're losing though, man, that hurts. And with books, even more so. I mean, the one that I just closed the book and said I'm done. The last time I did that, I just felt drained for days. And people told me how much I was going to love this book. People told me how it was innovative, it was unique, it was so different, and I found it dull as ditch water. And the current read that I'm getting into, I'm pulled in, and then the author just rips me out of the world, rips me out completely. And I think the reason why I want to finish it is to be able to say, okay, I've finished it, and now I have an educated opinion on this particular book. Does that mean I'm going to be going public with that? Well, maybe over a couple of beers and sitting in a bar somewhere, sure, with people I trust. But am I going to go out and talk about this book? No. No, I'm not. I'm not. I can't. With a clean conscience, I can't do it. And I mean, now granted, if I read a book that I mean, I'll give a perfect example. Chuck Wendig's Zeros. That was a book that I read and I couldn't get enough of. And I absolutely loved the book. I will admit, I was nervous when I picked up that book because it started with a chapter zero. And I hate that. I hate that when someone says, well, it's not a prologue, it's chapter zero. And I'm like, no, that's a prologue. Own it. That's a prologue. But Chuck's opening actually ties into a later chapter and picks up, you know, no spoilers, but it picks up where you leave off. But I do understand why people aren't crazy about prologues and chapter zeros, because it's either stuff that you're going to discover later in the book, or it removes the tension from whatever situation that is put in front of you for the remaining chapters. Part of me kind of wishes that Chuck hadn't had chapter zero in there, but the rest of the book was so good and it read like a true hardcore cyber thriller that I didn't mind. And I really did. I loved Zeros. I need to read Invasive. It's on my shelf right now. And Pip read it and she loved it. Now, if Chuck wrote a book, and I consider myself a friend of Chuck Wendig's. I've met him, good guy. Haven't had a bourbon with him yet. And Chuck, if you happen to be listening, we need to remedy that. But if there was something that Chuck wrote that I didn't like, I probably wouldn't talk about it. Just out of professional courtesy. Now, you have heard me and Pip rail and rant about things that we haven't liked from a writer's perspective. In particular, Penny Dreadful's season finale and Iron Fist. And, yeah, I mean, maybe I am being a little hypocritical. But at the same time, I know that in my current writing circles, I'm not going to be sharing a room with these people. I'm not going to be having a beer with these people. They're on a higher level and a different level altogether from me. That being said, if I were to get into the television writing industry, if I were to find myself as a senior staff writer for Marvel Studios, yeah, I know. Hashtag writer goals. I would stop talking about television production and television production writers because we're all in the same industry. And I don't think it's a matter of being honest or being dishonest. I think it's a matter of deciding what kind of communication and what kind of relationship do I want to set up with the people around me in my business? If you read a book that's bad, take a higher road and just don't give it time and attention, because it wasn't necessarily, it may or may not be a bad book. It may be a phenomenal book, but it just wasn't your thing. And I think that's more than okay to say it just wasn't my thing. Now, if you feel the need to rant about it, make sure you're with people you can trust. Because ranting about it on a blog and ranting about it on a forum or ranting about it somewhere that's private online, no such thing. If you put it online, assume it's public. Assume it's public. And when you're in a bar at a convention or something like that, if the trash talking starts to kick up, especially on a panel, if the trash talking starts to kick up, try to find a graceful way of staying out of it. Because again, that's a public forum. Oh, it may just be a simple room of people, but it's still a public forum. You have to be real careful about how you express your opinions as a professional. And I think you just don't want to be that author. It shoots off at the mouth. That's a lot of salt that you don't need. Welcome to the Dog Days of Podcasting.